AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. The latest school shooting is in Perry, Iowa, outside Des Moines. Police say shots were fired this morning at Perry High School. Mom Jody Kurth got word that her kids are okay. She spoke to reporters.
The shooter was actually the older one, is a classmate of his.
So he knew him?
Yeah.
Was this something that he even thought he could see coming from that person?
I actually haven't even asked. I just know that the kid posted on TikTok about it. With the bag.
Audio from WOI-TV. Today is the first day back to school for students in Perry, Iowa, following the holiday break. Investigators in Iran believe suicide bombers likely carried out the attack at a ceremony for an Iranian general killed in a 2020 U.S. drone strike. Biden administration is announcing more money for domestic production of computer chips. Here's the AP's Sagar Magani.
Arizona-based Microchip Technology will get $162 million to expand and improve facilities in Colorado and Oregon. The investments will allow the company to triple its domestic production and reduce reliance on foreign factories. The government expects that will create some 700 jobs over the next decade. It's the second funding announcement tied to the 2022 law designed to revive domestic semiconductor manufacturing, and the White House is stressing these funds will help tame inflation. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Some severe weather is moving across the country and could reach the East Coast this weekend. Frank Pereira at the National Weather Service says it's starting in the Southwest.
It's producing some areas of high elevation, heavy snow for that area. And then by Friday, it's expected to move out into the southern high plains, where we could see some heavy snow across portions of eastern Colorado, eastern New Mexico.
Details on the storm's path should firm up over the next few days. This is AP News.
I'm Seth Sutel, and this is Markets in a Minute. Wall Street is drifting following signals that the job market remains solid, although it may be a touch too strong. The S&P 500 edged up 0.3% in the early going Thursday. The Dow was up 205 points. That's about 0.6%. The Nasdaq Composite was 0.1% lower. Treasury yields rose after reports indicated employers hired more people last month than analysts had expected. They also laid off fewer workers last week than had been forecast. That's good news for workers, but it could also dilute the main hope that has driven Wall Street's recent big rally, namely that the economy might be cooling enough for the Federal Reserve to start cutting interest rates sharply this year. The yield on the 10-year Treasury rose to 3.97%. Walgreens Boots Alliance sank 10%. The company cut its dividend nearly in half in order to conserve cash. Seth Sutel, New York.
Denmark's Queen Margrethe rode through the capital for her final New Year's before her abdication later this month. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.